We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. We were in the in the middle of Sif Beis. We are beginning on the top of page Kuf Mem Zayin, which is right after page 292. In the beginning of Sif Beis, at the bottom of 292, we said that B'makom Shekolu Shalosh Psios Yamod, in the place where a person ends taking his three steps back, he should stand there. And he should not go back to his place until the chazan reaches kedusha. Or at the very least, he should not return to his place until the chazan starts the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Ramah picks up and says, "V'hashliach tzibur yamud kedei hiluch arba'amos kodim shi'asur l'mekomo l'hispalel l'kol rum." The Mechaber was talking about the people in the minyan, not the chazan. The Ramah comes and tells us the chazan himself should stay in his place after he takes his three steps back, the time it takes to walk for amos, before he goes back to his place to begin chazar shashatz. The Ramah continues and says, "V'chein yochid ha'mispalel," so too an individual who's davening bi'achidus, Yamod b'makum shekolu psiosav, he should stand in the place where the three steps back end. Kishir ze kodem sheyasur l'makomo, he also should wait there the time it takes to walk four amos before he returns to his place. And then the Ramah ends off with another din. Yochid shemispalu b'tzibur, an individual who is davening in a tzibur, v'siyem tfiloso kodem shliach tzibur, and he finished his davening before the shliach tzibur finished his Shemoneh Esrei. Aser lahachzir ponav latzibur, it's also for him to turn his face towards the rest of the tzibur, ad sheyasayim shliach tzibur tfiloso, until the chazan finishes his tfilah. We'll see details of that in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's pick up in the Mishnah Berurah the very last two words on page 292 in Sifkaton Yud. Scrolling on the Mechaber, we said that you should wait, ideally, till the Chazan gets the Kedusha, at the very least, until the Chazan starts Chazar Sashatz. Says the Mishnah Berurah as we turn the page, Ayin bebach shehiskim, look in the Bach who agrees, the lechatchila nochon lahachmir ad Kedusha, the lechatchila, it is proper to wait back after your three steps until the Chazan gets the Kedusha. Im lo shamokom tzar v'dochuk, o kedei shalaleisi le'intzuyei, unless the place where you took your steps back is very crowded and it possibly can lead to arguments that you're in someone else's space, so then you can rely on the more lenient opinion of the Mechaber, which is, at the very least, wait until the Chazan starts repeating Shemoneh Esrei. V'chein kosa b'derech achayim. Ach bizman kishomrim piyutim. However, when the Tzibur is saying piyutim, the Chazan is saying piyutim, b'vada yesh lohokil v'lachzor tekev kishemasil hashat Shemoneh Esrei. Then for sure you can be lenient, and you can go back and take your steps right when the Chazan starts Shemoneh Esrei, because in that case, it's not going to be maguna, which is what the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier, why one should wait back there. It's maguna to take the steps back and go forward right away. But if the purpose is to join in the piyutim, then it would be okay to take your steps back up as the chazan is beginning his chazar sashatz. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Aleph. We said in the Ramah that so to a yachid who is davening by himself, not in a shul, he should wait after his three steps back the time it takes to walk for amos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubach Cholik. The Bach argues on the Ramah, Uposek de ein chiluk b'mispalu b'yachidi b'beiso u'mispalu matzibur. He says there is no difference between a person who is davening by himself at home or a person who is davening in shul. Elo b'chol gavni tzarech lishos kefi hashir shiagia hashatz l'kedusha. But in all cases, even when he's davening at home by himself, he has to wait after his three steps back the time that it takes, theoretically, for the chazan to get up to Kedusha. O al kalponim, or at the very least, ad sheyaschil shatz b'kol rom, or the time it would normally take after he finishes Shemoneh Esrei till the chazan would start chazar shashatz. V'chein pasak ha-Magen Avram, and so too writes the Magen Avram, im lo she'tzarech lachzor u'lispalel sheinus l'tashlumen. Unless the person is davening b'yachidus at home and he has to daven a second Shemoneh Esrei immediately after the first one for tashlumen, da'oz l'kuyal madai k'dei hiluch dal rambos. There everyone agrees it will be enough to wait after your three steps back the time it takes to walk for amos. The kol yodim shechazaraso hu lispalel sheinus, because there everyone knows that he's going back forward in order to daven a second time. Even though we said, according to the Bach and the Magen Avraham, when he's davening b'yachidus at home, he should wait the amount of time that it takes normally the chazan to get to Kedusha, or till it takes the chazan to start chazar shashatz. However, if it's a makom matchak, then you can be lenient that even in this case, you can wait the time it takes to walk for amos, and then return to your place. If you look at note number 11, he says, "Bishir zeh." This time of Kedehiloch Dal Ramos, we learned earlier in the Mishabura, "Shemaschil Imnosum Miyat Achar Amiras Osha Shalom." You start calculating the time it takes to walk for Amos after the person took his 3 steps back and said, "Osha Shalom." This bar Shalom, we explained over there, "Shein Tzar Lahantin Lakach Ad Laachar Sheyomer Hayihi Ratzon Sheyibane." The Imkein Lachora Kishomer Hiratzon Sheyibane Nimtza Shekvar Hinten Gishir zeh. As we saw earlier in the note in Simen Kuf Hei, that it only begins after Osa Shalom, but the time that we say Yehi Ratzon Sheyibane, it could be that's why the institute is saying that tefillah, because the time it takes is that tefillah, you know for sure you finished the Kedei Hiloch Arba Amos, and then you could take your steps up. If you look at note number 12 in the second paragraph, he writes, V'chein im mispalol b'tzibur, and not only when a person davens b'yechidus, V'chein, so too, if he's davening also b'tzibur, v'sayim tefillah shmona esrei b'lachash, and he finishes his shmona esrei silently acharei kedusha. In other words, the same way that we said at home b'mkom atchak, you can take the 3 steps back after waiting kedehilach arba amos. So too, if one is davening b'tzibur and he finishes shmona esrei silently after kedusha, the Kaf HaChaim writes shedino k'mispalo b'yachid. He has a din of like one who's davening b'yachidus. Elo shelachatchila yamten kishir hazman mishayaschil hashatz chazaras hashatz ad kedusha. But lachatchila, again, he should wait the time that it takes for the chazan to get to chazaras hashatz, to kedusha, or at the very least to chazaras hashatz. But again, in a makom atchak, he also could rely on the time it takes to walk dalad amos. Says the Mishaburis Sevkoton Yud Beis, on that which the Rama told us that an individual who's davening b'tzibur and he finishes Shmona Esrei before the Chazan, it's also for him to turn his face towards the tzibur until the Shliat Tzibur finishes his davening. Says the Mishabura, Hainu afal pi shadayin omei b'mokom shekolu p'siosov. This is talking about even though he's still in the place where his steps ended, taking his 3 steps back, still lo yachzir ponav latzibur, he should not turn his face around towards the tzibur. The Hainu latzad marav, that is towards the west. So long that the Chazan did not finish his silent Shmon Esrei, because that's going to cause a bittul in the kavana of those who are davening. Also, if he finished so much earlier than everyone else, they're going to be choshe that he skipped words. In terms of if he wants to go back to his place, Kfar Mavur, we already said we already learned earlier that you have to wait till the Shlat Tzibur gets to Kedusha, or at very least till the Chazan starts his Chazar Shashatz. Now, if you look at note number 13, he points out, Mashachazra Mishabura Vhiskir Din Zekan. Seemingly, the Mishabura is just repeating what we've just been discussing. So the reason why the Mishabur does this is Mishum Shahabach Lomad Shladas Harama Khan, because the Bach understands that according to this Ramah that says when you take it 3 steps back, you should not turn around to the Tzibur. Shladas Harama Khan Masbig Lahamtim Mikomo Achi Yisayim Hashatz Est Filoso. That the Bach understands Ramah saying that it's enough to wait with your 3 steps back till the Chazan finishes his tefillah. The Alkze Kosav Mishabura Kimoshe Kosav Magen Avram VaTaz, and therefore the Mishabura is coming here to say not like the Bach, but rather like the Magen Avram and the Taz. Shemidivri HaRamoshe Kosav Kain Rak LeInyan Shelo Yachzir Ponav Ad Sheyashayim HaShatz. The fact that the Ramah says is then over here, just that when you take it 3 steps back, you shouldn't turn around and face the crowd until the Chazan finishes davening. Meduyuk, it's very clear, shelahamtin b'makom shaposo tzaruch lechatchila ad kedusha. It's very clear from the Ramah that if you, in terms of waiting to take your steps back, you have to wait lechatchila until kedusha. So the note is explaining that what the Mishabura is doing over here is to tell us that the Ramah really is going like the Magen Avraham and Taz explain him and not like the Bach. Let's see the Bir Halacha at the very end of page 292, Divrei HaMaskil v'Shliat Tzibur Yamud. We said in the Ramah that the Shliat Tzibur, after his silent Shmona Esrei, should wait the time it takes to walk for Amos before he returns to his place to start Chazar Shashatz. So the Bir Halacha really begins on Kuf Mem Zayin on the top. Ayin b'Magen Avram shekasu b'shem harashba d'midina yachol lachzor miyad. He writes that really Meikar Adin the Chazan can return to his place immediately. The Hadover Yadua Shechazaroso Hu Lahotzi Rabbi Midei Chavasan, because it is known and it's not Maguna, because everyone knows that he's returning to his place to start Chazar Sashatz. Elo shenagu kein. Rather, it's just a minhag that he waits the time it takes to walk 4 amos. Va'ayim b'prim migadim, who says the same thing. Ulam, however, midivri ha'gra mashma d'midina tzarech lahamtin k'dei dal ramos. However, from the words of the Gra, it's mashma that me'ikir adin, he has to wait the time it takes to walk 4 amos. Du nichlal b'mashe pasak b'simen kofei, because that's included in that which we paskin at simen kofei, to be in tefila l'tefila, that between two shmona esreis, tzarech lahamtin k'dei dal ramos. If you look at note number 14, he writes, "Ve'afkish hashatz mamtin l'minyan al manas lahasil as chazaras hashatz o akadish." And so too, if the chazan finishes Shmoneh Esrei and he's waiting for a minyan to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei or for kadish at Mariv, so there Chaim Kanievsky says, "She'eino tzarich lahamtin b'makom shaposa yosur mishir hiluch arba amos." He also, the chazan, would only have to wait over there the time it takes to walk for amos, and they can go back to his place and continue waiting for the minyan to finish their Shmoneh Esrei. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Kishaposeya, when a person takes his steps back, oker regel smot chila, he first uproots his left foot. Vishir psius elu l'chol ha'pachos hu k'dei litein gudol betzad okev. And the size of the steps is at the very least that to place his big toe by the side of his heel of his other foot. So he takes first the left foot and puts it behind the right foot, where the big toe is behind the heel of his right foot. The Ramah writes, "Ulechatchila lo yafsia psios gasos yoser mizeh." The Ramah says, and we'll see, he's arguing with the Mechaber. He says that lechatchila one should not take steps any bigger than that. And that's the Beis Yosef b'shem Orchos Chaim v'das atzmu lefiatam shekosa Beis Yosef l'gimel psios b'shem Rav Hai. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat on Yud Gimel, he said on that which the Mechaber says that when you take your steps back, you first take your left foot back. The mistama oker enesh kari diyamina bereisha, because mistama, when a person wants to start walking, he first uproots his right foot. Lachain oker kan b'smol. Therefore, when you're taking your steps back after Shmoneh Esrei, you bedavka uproot your left foot. The mare ba'atzmo ki ilu kaved alav lihipater min amakom. It's trying to show that it's hard for him to leave the place of tefila. So since normally when a person wants to leave from the place he's standing, he moves first his right foot. So over here we do the opposite. We move first the left foot. Ayin bebir halacha. And if you look right away at the bir halacha, divir maskel kesheposeya, he writes, ayin bemishabura hatam, which we just saw, it's because we want to show that it's hard to move from the makom tefila, so we move our weaker foot, the left foot. V'hu me ha-magen Avram, and that's the reason brought down by the Magen Avram. The cause of ha-magen Avram, and the Magen Avram writes, the lefiza, according to this, iti regel, a lefty, one whose left foot is stronger, yakor tchila es smolo, shehu yamin da'alma. The same way a righty normally uproots his right foot, and therefore by Shmoneh Esrei he should first take the step back with his left foot, a lefty who would normally take his left foot back to show it's hard to leave from the place of tefillah, he should take the steps back first with his right foot. That's what the Magen Avraham writes, that a lefty should do it differently. Then the Be'er Halacha says, V'yesh otam, there is another reason that the Magen Avraham brings, V'huva gam kein betaz, and it's also brought down in the Taz, and that reason is that since your left foot is on the side of the Shechina, because the Shechina is across from you, so it's the Shechina's right, that's the appropriate place to take your leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. D'lefizeh, according to that reason, ein chiluk ben itter le'enu itter. According to that reason, that's brought down also in the Taz, there will be no difference between a righty or a lefty. V'chein sosam ha-berhetev, and that's how the berhetev seems to be so same. Achein ha-chai odom v'ha-graz ha-tiku es tam ha-rishin shol ha-magen Avram. But the chai odom and the graz bring the first reason of the Magen Avram to show that it's hard to leave the makom tefila, u-be-itr nishtana ha-din kemo shekasavnu, and therefore for a lefty the din changes. So it comes out, l'maisa, according to the Be'er Halacha, that a righty would take his steps back beginning with the left foot, and a lefty would take his steps back beginning with the right foot. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the last skinny line. V'hinei seder hashalosh psios eluhu. And the order of which we take the 3 steps back is like this. Tchila yafsia beregel smol psia ketana. You first take a small step back with your left foot, right, to put your left big toe behind your right heel. V'acharkach yafsia b'shel yamin psia gedola. And then you take a big step with your right foot to make your right foot now behind your left foot. V'acharkach yafsia b'smol b'ofen shiu raglov shovim. And then you move another step back with your left foot. That's a small one in order to make the 2 feet be together. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah is explaining it is our minug, so it ends up that you're taking a 1 foot length back with your left, and then another foot length back with your right, and then the third step is just joining the 2 feet together. However, if you look at note 16, the Chazon Ish disagrees with this. Ulam haChazon Ish haya poseya es kol haShalosh psios kesheraglav meruchoko zumizu. He took his steps back, that each one was moving yourself back. We just explained Lefi Mishabura, the third step is not moving back any further, it's just joining together the 2 feet. But the Chazon Ish held that all three steps had to be moving backwards. So you'd first move your left foot behind your right foot, then your right behind your left, and then your left behind your right, and then you'd have to first join your right foot together with your left foot, so you would end up, the way we would describe it, you would basically be taking 4 steps back, because the last one would just be joining together your 2 feet. As the note says, the Chazon Ish was poseya es kol haShalosh psios kisheraglov meruchoko zumizu ve'achakach haya poseya od psia nosefes lahashvos raglov zulazu. Then he would take an additional 4th step in order to make his 2 feet end up being together. If we look at the Bir Halacha, in the next Bir Halacha, Deva Maskel v'shir psios, he shows us a third possibility of how one should take the steps back after Shmona Esrei. Ule inyan seder agimul psios, ayim ha-mishabura sefkotan yud gimul. In terms of how to take the 3 steps back, look what we just explained in the Mishabura. Again, to review, you put your left foot behind your right foot, and then your right foot behind your left foot, and then your left foot joins together with your right foot. V'after Rabbeinu Manoach sover the kol psia hu mehanoas shtei haraglayim, and even though the Rabbeinu Manoach really holds that each step has to be joining together the 2 feet in a new position, u'l'didei tzarech lasos b'ofen zeh, according to Rabbeinu Manoach, you'd have to do like this. Yivsa tchila regel smol, you'd first take a small step back with your left foot. V'achakach poseya shel yamin u'mamido b'shove masmol. And then you would take your right foot and join it together equally with your left foot. According to Rabbeinu Manoach, that's a step. You take a step back with your left foot, and then the right foot joins the left foot. That's one. And then you have to do that 3 times, so you end up moving each foot back 3 times. So many of the Achronim bring down this shita of the Rabbeinu Manoach. Mikom makom, in any case, as the Chavetz Chaim, lo ratzisi listom kein, I did not want to be so same this way in the Mishabura, mipnei shaharbe Achronim hetiku as divei Aruchos Chaim lahalacha, because many Achronim bring down the way that we brought in the Mishabura, which is Aruchos Chaim lahalacha. And those amongst them are the Levush, who holds, like him, the Psiyahu Manos Regel Echo, that a step could be with only 1 foot, you don't have to have both feet joining together for each step. V'chein HaShari Tshuva, B'Shem HaBerke Yosef, V'chai Oda Metiku La'alocha. V'chein HaGro, B'Simenzeh, D'Rimaskel V'Shir, He'eti Gam Kein Loshen HaMuva Baruch HaSchayim, She'elu HaPsiyos Tzarech She'iyah Okev B'Tzad Gudol, V'Gudol B'Tzad Ekev K'Kohanim, V'Yadua D'Zeh Loshen Mora Al-Anos Regel Echo, K'mosh Kosev Lechon Hamudos Ba'atzmo. So says the Baralocha, most Achronim come out the way we said in the Mishabura, but in summary, we have 3 different ways of taking the steps back. The Iker way of the Mishabura is that you first take a small step back with your left foot, and then the right foot goes all the way behind the left foot, and then the left foot joins together with the right foot. According to the Chazon Ish, you do the exact same thing, but instead of the left foot joining the right foot, you take the left foot behind the right foot, and then again with the right foot to join the left foot. That way you have 3 steps in which you're moving back, and the 4th step just joins the 2 feet together. And then we have the Rabbeinu Manoach that the Bir Halacha brings down, and some Achronim quote this Lahalacha, and that is you take a step back with your left foot, and then your right foot joins it. Another one with your left foot, and then your right foot joins it. Another one with your left foot, and then your right foot joins it. Those are the 3 mahalchim that we have over here. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yudalad, on that which the Rama said, that the Shir Psios is the very least, Kidei Sheyiten Gudol B'Tzad Okev. Says the Mishabura, Ukmo Psios HaKohanim B'Shas Avoda, like the way that the Kohanim used to take the steps during the Avoda. Shehayu Mahalchim Okev B'Tzad Gudol, that's the way he used to walk, the heel, again, on the side of the big toe. The cause of a Magen Avram, the bepachos mishir ze ein alea shem psia klal. Says the Magen Avram, less than this size step is not called a step at all. The ein lohakel afilu hamakum tsar v'dochuk. And says the Magen Avram that one should not be lenient even if it's very squishy. It's a very tight squeeze. So how do you do it, Lamaisa? So note 17, he explains from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, sheyivsel etzadim, if you can't take the steps back directly behind you, so you would take it to the sides, and he writes that that's what the Aruch HaShulchan brings as well, but it's very important to take the steps back this size, because otherwise it's not called a step. However, the Mishabura then says, V'yesh mekilim b'mkom atchak, as you probably could imagine, there are those who are lenient b'mokom atchak. And in note 18, he explains, V'lefsoa psios ketanos, and to take smaller steps than the Ramah is discussing, than the Mechaber is discussing over here, k'divri ha-bach shehevi b'shar tzion sefkodem tazayin, like the words of the Bach that the Shar tzion brings down, aval pachos misholosh psios. So there are those who are lenient to take smaller steps, but less than three steps, the Shulchan Shlomo writes, She'ein l'hokel afilu b'shas atchak. One should always take three steps back. If you can't take it the proper size, a foot length, then take it smaller, like the Bach says. But not to do it at all, that everyone says is not going to be good. And continues note number 18 and says, V'im lifnei shechazer l'mekomo hisravach hamakom. Let's say you took your three very small steps back, because that's all the room you had, and all of a sudden, you got more room. The people behind you, you know, moved away. V'achshav yesh lo efsharus lasos psios kadin. And now you do have the possibility of taking the steps back in the proper way. So Chaim Kineski says, She'enu chay lefsoa michadosh shalosh psios. You do not have to take the three steps back again. Once you took the smaller steps, you are done. Even if the area cleared out, and now you could potentially do it, Rechaim Kineski says you do not have to do it. Continues the Mishabura in the third wide line at the very end. V'davka im ha'adam ha'omer acharav enu mispalel. All this about taking the three steps back is only if the person behind you is not in the middle of davening. Aval kashum mispalel, but if the person behind you is in the middle of davening, b'chol gavni ein lo lusoa besoh dalet amosav, you should never take the steps back and get involved in his dalet amos, like we learned earlier in Siman Kuf Beis. Continues the Mishabura in Sivkotan Tesvav. That's going on that which the Ramah said, L'chadchilo, you should not take steps that are any bigger than the shear of Gudol B'tzad Okev. Says the Mishabura, Lishna de HaRamah, Einon Meduktok. The Lashna of the Ramah is not very exacting. The Havale Lichto V'Lashon V'yesh Omrim. He should have introduced his line with a V'yesh Omrim. The Hacholik Al HaMechaber. Because really the Ramah is coming to argue with the Mechaber. The Svirle L'chol HaPachos. The Mechaber said the Shir Psios is L'chol HaPachos at the very least. But you could, it's better to do it more. Umashma de psios gasos yoser adev. It's mashma de mechaber. This is the minimum. But really, you should do more. And the Ramah is coming and arguing and saying that you should not take any steps that are bigger. And therefore, the Mishabura says that the Lashon of the Ramah is not exacting. He should have said Yesh Omrim, because the Ramah is coming to, in fact, argue on the mechaber. Says the Mishabura Vaiter, on that which Ramah said, you should not take bigger steps. Sivkotan tezayin lo yafsia, the tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum, because as we know, the tfilos were established keneged the karbanos, uboinon dumyut de kohanim bavodosam, and we need the steps by tfila to be similar to the steps of the kohanim. V'lochein, and therefore, lo yafsia psios gasos yoser, and therefore a person should not take any bigger steps. Va'odam, furthermore, the mechzi kuratz milifnei hamelech. It looks like you're running away from the king if you take big steps. V'chein pasku habach v'derach hachayim, that you should not take bigger steps. And note 19, he points out, obebir hagro hishvid din zel mavur b'shulchan aruch la'el. In the bir hagro, he equates this din of taking one steps back at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, not too big, similar to what we learned earlier in Siman Tzadi, Shekeshi Yotzei Mebeis HaKnesses Osir Lorutz, that a person when he's leaving shul should not run, V'lo Lefsoa P'siagasa, and he should not take big steps, L'fi Shemarish She'ikul Beis HaKnesses Olof Kamasa. He gives the appearance that staying in the Beis HaKnesses any longer is a very big burden for him. V'adin G'shul Boseya B'sol Shmona Esrei. So the Grub brings down that the same way that we say you should not take big steps or run when you're leaving shul because it looks like it's hard for you to stay in shul, so too, we don't want to take steps that are too big back from Shemoneh Esrei because it looks like you're running away from Hashem, and that's inappropriate. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalet, Misha Mosef al Shalosh Psios Have Yuhara. One who adds on to the three steps, and that would be according to any of the three shitas, which according to the Chazon Ish, we might call it four steps. According to the Rabbeinu Manoach, we might call it six steps. But however you learn the three steps, one who adds on to the three steps, have a yura, that would be considered haughtiness. That would be considered gaiva. And the Mishabura tells us in Sivkotan Yudzayim, Shenirish hu chole kavod l'shchina yosem mishar b'nei adam. It looks like you're trying to give more honor to the Shechina than everyone else. And therefore, you're taking more steps back to show that you're giving more honor. That is inappropriate. That is gaivadik. And therefore, one should not do that. We'll stop here. And Amir Tz Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Sif Hey.